I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Some Georgia schools remained closed today for a third day after this week's winter weather. These are mostly districts in North Georgia and Metro Atlanta. The frigid start to the year could endanger some Georgia crops, but it has peach farmers feeling optimistic. Peach trees need temperatures between 32 and 45 degrees in the winter, ideally for about 1,000 hours to produce a healthy crop. WMAZ-TV reports Middle Georgia farmers have clocked more than 700 hours of cold so far. Well, Georgia's first ever statewide school turnaround officer is making the case to school districts that they should accept his help. GPB's Grant Blankenship has more.
Eric Thomas made his pitch to the Bibb County School Board Thursday night. His message? He's looking to be a partner with the handful of underperforming schools he's tapped for intervention, not an agent of state takeover. Bibb County School Superintendent Curtis Jones said he's on board for a contractual three-year peer-to-peer partnership with Thomas.
At the end of the 3 years, our schools will make improvement, the state will know that we work with them, and if they don't make the level of improvement that's in our Swiss contract, they're going to know we've done all we can do.
The elected Bibb County School Board seemed less convinced, putting off their vote to say yes or no to the partnership until next month. Thomas meets with the Dooley County School Board today. For GPB News, I'm Grant Blankenship.
2017 was a good year in Georgia for job creation. The Department of Labor reports that more than 83,000 new jobs were created. Unemployment was down just over 1% as well. Georgia ended the year with a record high of 4.5 million new jobs. The state grew jobs in all major employment sectors except manufacturing, where 3,800 jobs were lost. Georgians who were looking forward to getting their income tax refund might be waiting longer than expected. The AJC reports that refunds might not be issued until more than 3 months after returns are filed. This in order to prevent tax fraud. Georgia Department of Revenue blocked more than $200 million in fraudulently filed return requests last year. The state will begin processing individual income tax returns in February. The deadline to file your tax returns is April 17th. And a state senator from Beaufort is proposing that Georgia's state senate consider uniform statewide certification processes for service animals and criminalize the use of fake service animals. Senator Renee Unterman says it's necessary to differentiate between animals trained to give physical or emotional support and those which are not. According to the AJC, phony service animal vests and cards are readily available online. While federal law currently prohibits airlines from requiring proof that a service animal is in fact trained, 19 states have laws penalizing people for passing off their pets as trained and certified service animals. A Missouri man accused of leaving threatening phone messages for the Islamic Society of Augusta has pleaded not guilty. The Augusta Chronicle reports that Preston Q. Howard allegedly made a series of threatening calls to the Islamic Society last year. The messages included threats to kill Muslims by shooting, beheading, and burning with gasoline. Howard will remain in a Georgia jail pending trial. For more GPB news, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.